A reading from Mark 9:30-37. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant, and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet, because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last, and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me."
Now, who knows where to begin here, but it's interesting that those who are following Jesus closely, the disciples, have no idea what he's talking about when he prophetically says they will kill him and after 3 days he will rise. That's very explicit. But I guess they don't apply it to him.
Well, it's not part of their categories. They didn't have an idea of the Son of Man dying. Son of Man, remember, is one of Daniel's declarations to make reference to the coming Messiah. And their idea of a Messiah that would die was not a part of their structure of thinking. And so there's a bit of confusion for them. What really grabbed me is what comes right after that. It says, but they did not understand what he meant, which is fine, but we're afraid to ask him about it. Isn't that so much the case in our lives? We don't want to be seen as being in the out of the know, and so we don't ask a question. And so we leave ourselves in spiritual wandering or quandary. And here are these ones who are walking with Jesus. He's invested everything in them, and they're afraid to ask him a question for clarity. He would have been glad to release a response. It just shows how human pride can push us further away from the things that we really desire in life.
And to pick up on human pride, anyone who wants to be first must be last and the servant of all, which is almost diametrically opposite of what we strive for as kids, being the star of our team, being first in our class, getting into the best college, getting the best job at the Wall Street law firm or Goldman Sachs, and on and on and up. These are strivings to be first, not last, no matter what your religious education might have been.
And Jesus invites us into a kingdom where the rules are a bit different. It's not about competition and proving yourself, having a performance to show that you belong. In his kingdom, you already belong. So you're in a position where you can serve others and take a lesser seat, and it doesn't do anything to impact your identity.
And then the last piece of this passage is where he goes to a little child who was, to a certain extent, in that time, the lowest on the hierarchy. The elder in those days was the highest. In our age, I think we've kind of turned it upside down now, that the little infant is the highest in some respects, and the elder is something else. Mm. But nevertheless, I think that that's just kind of confirming your view of what Jesus is saying.
Well, Jesus goes to the marginalized because they can give nothing back to him, and that's the nature of the kingdom of God. We do things that where we don't get seen, where we don't gain anything in our identity from it. We simply do it because it's the kingdom way of doing things.